life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
You are listening to Dynamite in the Brain with Brian Smith and Anthony Askew. Tonight's episode, Dragon Ball Z, Broly, the legendary Super Saiyan. Thanks for listening. On today's show, we are going to be discussing the 1993 animated motion picture, Broly, the legendary Super Saiyan. And we are joining us Lewis Smith and Elliot Page.
Hello. Hello.
Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy, indeed. Yes, we are here to... This is an Anthony pick, as you may have guessed.
Oh, come on. You're saying it like it's...
He had predicted that Lewis would volunteer to be on the episode as well. This is the synopsis from the back of Funimation's DVD release. A Saiyan warrior has arrived on Earth. His name is Paragus, and he seeks the rightful ruler of the Saiyans, Vegeta. Confessing his loyalty to the new king, Paragus pleads with the powerful warrior to vanquish a rampaging Super Saiyan who is threatening to destroy the entire galaxy. But when Kia-O, that's how it's spelled on the back, learns of the Super Saiyan threat, he begs Goku to rush to the scene of the action to take care of the problem himself. Sparks will fly as Goku and Vegeta clash over who is to be the one to confront the galaxy's new menace. However, the mysterious Paragus is not what he seems. What information does he have about Goku and Vegeta's past? With Paragus's volatile son Broly on the scene, the Saiyan power struggle reaches new levels of excitement and danger. Broly has his own agenda, and his target is the most powerful Saiyan in the universe. But will it be Goku or Vegeta? It's Goku.
Ooh. Yeah. That synopsis is bollocks.
It is, yes. The first paragraph is correct.
Yeah, that's good. But then it's like, oh, Goku and Vegeta fight. It's like, no, they don't. They have a therapy session.
Crosswords at best.
Yeah, and those crosswords are between Vegeta and Piccolo. More than Goku and
yeah.
Vegeta.
Yeah, he gets therapied. It's like, oh, this is quite nice.
Yeah. In fact, Vegeta and Goku speak once in that entire film, and that's where they cross.
Yeah. I mean, Vegeta hurls insults at him.
Oh,
he should be helping out, but... So this is directed by Shigeyasu Yamauchi, who was the, I believe, the series director from episode 200 to the end of it. Though Japanese wiki seems to disagree. It does not list a series director past 199. So maybe they were just left to survive without a series director after that point. He also directed the 90s Dr. Slump, Magical Toluto-kun, Boys Over Flowers, and Cashin Sins. And is written by Takeo Koyama, who did a lot of Dragon Ball Z, a lot of Saint Seiya and the First Slayers, and a whole load of other stuff as well, but a lot of Dragon Ball Z. I think pretty much every movie, if I remember correctly. And our guest stars for this movie are Broly, is played by Bin Shimada, who'd go on to be Foxy and Wapol in One Piece. He'd previously been Stig Bernard in Muspida, and he's the Japanese voice of Krusty the Clown.
Yeah, sure. Perfect fit.
Yeah, I mean, when you see Foxy and Wapol, yes, they fit with Krusty the Clown. It's almost like Broly was the miscasting. But I suppose he's got that maniacal laugh that he gets to break out later on. Paragus is played by... goodness knows how you pronounce that. Oimasa Kayumi, the voice of the Puppet Master in Ghost in the Shell. The first voice of Cobra Nefertari in One Piece, and the voice of Father in Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Two of the other guest appearances are just voiced by people who are normally in Dragon Ball. Shamo and Shamo's grandfather. Shamo is... the little alien kid is voiced by Hiroko Imori, who normally plays Mrs. Briefs on the show. And Shimo's grandfather is played by Masaharu Sato, who also shows up in the same film as King Vegeta. The weird big guest is, probably wasn't big at the time, is Nobutoshi Kana, under his Nobutoshi Hayashi name, as the Examiner. You're going to be Lancer in Fate Stay Night and Basara Neki in Macross 7 and a bunch of other stuff which seems to have disappeared from my document, which I haven't written in there.
Someone's been in editing this.
They have.
The Examiner's the guy who gives Paragus the device. Is that the one?
No, I think he's the guy at the school.
Yeah, it's the school. It's a school interview.
Oh, that Examiner. Yes. Right. Okay. Okay, I forgot about him.
Yeah, the other guy was just another guy who does loads of voices on Dragon Ball.
Right, right.
I think I've gone the wrong way about this. I end up watching the dub.
Yeah, same.
Big mistake.
Well, that was great.
No, it's
yeah, you'll have to tell me who was in the dub version and which dub version you watched as well.
Oh, God, I have no idea.
It's vast. I started dub and I was like, this is awful. As soon as I heard Broly's voice and then I switched back to what I knew. Yeah, oh, God.
This was an old dub, if the file I got is correct, because it was not the newer, it was not the Kai voice actors. So...
Right.
Yeah, there's two dubs, both around 2003. One from AB Group, whoever they are, and one from Funimation. Funimation one has got
your boy,
yes.
there's probably multiple
Bignonia,
dubs.
Where Harry pronounces his surname is Bro.
Because you've got the dubs with they call Piccolo Big Green.
Yeah, that's the AB Group one.
Oh, is it? Because I know there's a third group as well.
Yeah. Now, according to Wiki, there's only two dubs on this one.
And I don't remember Broly being Vic Mignogna, but like I thought Broly was okay because he was a massive prick and rarely talked. But whenever he did talk, it was like, man, you're an asshole. So
honestly, his Japanese voice is so good.
Yeah, the version I had like three audio tracks. There was one that was like dub with Americanized like soundtrack, which was terrible. And then there was like English dub and Japanese soundtrack, and then just Japanese soundtrack with Japanese voice actors. So yeah, I don't know what the hell was up with that thing.
I think that's what they've got on the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty good.
Yes.
To kind of get the best of both worlds in some ways.
Yeah, well, I mean, I listened to the American introduction music during Hechala, Hechala, and I was like, this guitar's good. And then it continued using guitar for the entire film. I'm like, oh no, I can't deal with this. You need to stop with the guitar at some point and let it relax.
Oh, you say it's the best of both worlds, but when you look at the Amazon reviews, there's people who are mad that it doesn't have a Bruce Falconer score.
The Bruce Falconer score?
He is the Funimation dub score for the TV series, but I believe he only did one film score.
Okay.
And also, when they remastered it, they didn't have access to, I think, the first two series of his score, so they had to rewrite the score, do a new score for the first two series. So that also annoyed people. Because
I wouldn't mind seeing this remastered.
Well, it's got a Blu-ray release in America.
That's the one I've watched.
Yes, you can get a triple feature set of it now. All the Brolys working together as a team. for £22.24 on Amazon UK.
Do you need a region free player to read that, I guess?
I guess Funimation, I think that's the case with them, isn't it?
Yeah. They do tend to encode things strictly rather than Sentai, who are like, I don't know, maybe. Like, sometimes it works. So, yeah.
Yeah, I should really get a region-free Blu-ray. But then maybe once the pound plummeted, it was not such a good idea. I was probably better holding off because what would I do? I'd then have a region-free Blu-ray player. I wouldn't be able to afford American Blu-ray.
Yeah, plus all the decent region-free players are in America anyway, so you'd be paying an awful lot for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't live, but my hometown is quite close to one of the main hacking places of Blu-rays. So,
oh God,
I could drive and get one when I visit my mum. So, which I believe are probably the same people I drove and got a hacked DVD player from. Back in
Dodgy.
The early 2000s.
Back in the old days on a DVD player where you could press a number combination and just region free it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was before that time. This was when someone had to go and take your Pioneer DVD apart and fiddle with it to get it to work. But yes, they, then later on it was like, oh, for 18 quid I can get a Toshiba DVD player from Tesco's.
Yep, ditto.
Put a few numbers in and I've got multi-region. Excellent. Right, let's talk about our history with this film. I shall start off by saying, not only have I never seen this film before, I've never seen a Dragon Ball Z film before.
Really?
Lies.
That's true. I've seen Dragon Ball films.
Where do you put Battle of Gods?
That's Dragon Ball Super.
It wasn't when it was out.
No, but it didn't have Z in the title, though, either, did it? It was just Dragon Ball Battle of Gods.
Technicalities on this one.
Oh. Where'd you put this against Battle of Gods then for your enjoyment?
Below it.
What?
Now, of the three Dragon Ball films I've seen, Battle of Gods is number one.
Crazy.
Yeah, and also I've never seen any Dragon Ball Z. I've seen Dragon Ball Kai, but I've never seen any Dragon Ball Z.
You're fine. You're fine. you're absolutely fine. Kai is good. There's no need to worry about it.
What about you guys? Lewis.
I've
seen this years ago, and it's aged badly because of all of the new stuff and the way they've cleaned up Kai. You kept seeing projector markings, and one of them came 30 seconds after the other one for switch and reels, so I don't get what they've done there. I enjoyed it, though. It's one of the better Dragon Ball films. Some of them are really, really bad. So it stands up. And it's sort of, I don't know if we're going this meta yet, but it's interesting with what's coming in Super. So if it's an interesting pick. I don't think you'd have you're quite pathetic with that.
Well, it is the big one. I always like it when I can see projector markings. I really like seeing projector markings when I'm watching a film. Is that weird?
Oh, yeah, it was just weird to see it within a minute, to see another one. Maybe that's just they've had to take different cuts.
Yeah, maybe taking it from different prints to get something good looking enough to put on the Blu-ray. Yeah.
Mm.
How about you, Elliot?
This is my first time seeing it, but like I've always known about Broly existing, mostly through the video games, when he's usually like some kind of arsehole super boss or the moderately crap character you have in Budokai 3, who should be good but then isn't because he moves like a tank. But yeah, I don't know, first time seeing it, I've only ever seen like a few Dragon Ball Z movies. I saw like Tree of Might, which was bad, and also, you know, Battle of Gods and all that. But like, this was quite fun. I think I have to echo Lewis. I was quite shocked when I saw the cigarette burns. I was like, oh, weird. You're just literally taking this off a film reel, aren't you? But yeah, I don't know. It was my first time seeing it, and it was okay up until the last 5 minutes when it just kind of farts itself to death and doesn't end. Or it does end, but in the most sort of, we're out of time sort of way.
And really, they weren't out of time because it's only 70 minutes long.
Yeah, I was like looking at the timeline. I'm like, wait, you've only got 4 minutes left. You've got to do something here. Up. Oh, never mind. And I'm like, oh, that was, you know, wet fart noise goes here. So,
how about you, Anthony? This is your pick. What's your history with this film?
Well, this was the first Dragon Ball Z film that I'd seen back in the day because I was super hyped to see Broly in action. And I downloaded a 64 megabyte real media. I don't even think it was a sub. I think it was RAW. And you couldn't full screen it because the resolution was god-awful. I think me and three other friends sat around my computer watching it and skipping through to the best bits. So that was the first time I watched it. I've watched it loads since, like so many times. And this is like my lifeblood. I was so nervous to rewatch this. So nervous. And it's better than I remember. It's actually better than I remember it. So I'm pleased. I'm pleased it delivered. I was nervous.
Okay, so why it's only 70 minutes is because it was in a double bill with a Dr. Slump 40-minute film.
Oh.
So you would have got your money's worth.
Had you gone to the cinema?
Yes.
God, I'd love to have seen this in the cinema. God.
It'd have been
I can't believe it's 1993, actually. I thought it was... I don't know when I thought it was, but when I read that day, I was like, gosh, I was 6 when this came out. That's crazy.
You'd fit into the Japanese cinema.
Yeah, I'd have got in. But I would have had a better experience watching it that way than how I watched it originally, so...
I don't know. Watching it that way is does say something about the times. So you'll always...
True, true. I had 56K internet, and it took forever to download.
Do you still have it on a hard drive?
No. I think that if I did have a hard drive with it, it would be long dead. God.
Should but, it yeah, have, the quality should it have a zip disk or something?
Yeah, I've got like 40 zip disks that I have to slot in. But no, honestly, the quality was worse than you could possibly imagine. Like, think of the worst YouTube video quality, and it's worse than that. So
it can get pretty bad on YouTube. I think some real media stuff was better.
Yeah, it's possible, actually. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, some of that stuff on YouTube was real media stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it was like 240p or something.
I think it might have been 140.
Ugh.
It's so, so bad. And but it did the job, and we all enjoyed it when we watched it then, because it was a Dragon Ball Z film. We'd only seen the series on Cartoon Network at that point, so it was like, oh, gosh, a film. It's amazing.
So have you seen a lot of the films, Anthony?
I always forget what they're called. I've seen Tree of Might. I've seen the one with Hitler. There's one with Hitler.
I'm sure there is.
I think that's movie 13, maybe. Or...
Yeah.
Here's your Dragon Ball Z films. Your Dead Zone.
Right, I've seen Dead Zone.
Which World's is bad. Strongest.
Who's the world? What's World Strongest again? Is there a brief synopsis?
And
I'll say yes or no.
I'll say who the villain is.
Yeah, go on.
There's Dr. Wheelow.
No, I've not seen it.
Okay. I don't know whether he is the villain, but he's like the new character listed on the wiki page.
Right.
The Tree of Might.
Tree of Might, yeah, I've seen that. I can't remember a thing about it except a tree.
Lord Obviously. Slug.
No.
Cooler's Revenge.
Yes.
Return of Cooler.
Yes, but actually, it may have been one or the other I've seen. So,
it's the old Armour of God Operation Condor situation. You don't know which one you've seen. Super Android 13.
No, I haven't.
BoJack Unbound.
What's BoJack look like again?
He's a horse.
Blue.
Knew that was coming.
Yeah, he's a blue space pirate.
Yes, I've seen that one, because BoJack's a bit of a badass.
I've seen that one because I got the movie number wrong for this week.
Ah.
How was that one then, as well? You can do a quick review of that one too.
Slightly better.
What? Madness.
Then you got Broly Second Coming.
Mm-hmm.
Bio Broly.
I've seen the Bio Broly has got the worst design. If you Google search Bio Broly, it's the worst designed villain. It's awful. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. But
I don't know how they made that.
It's awful.
I don't know why they decided to rinse Broly out for a third film.
Well, I mean, he's pretty popular, but I just think rinse him out by all means, but don't design him like a
swamp
like
thing.
A swamp thing, yeah. Yeah,
it's a swamp thing, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know. I mean, I like Swamp Thing.
Oh,
I'll probably like,
do you like
Broly? Broly, yeah. Fusion Reborn.
I don't know.
That's cracking. You'd like that.
Wrath of the Dragon.
I don't know.
Is that what they've called? That doesn't sound like the right name for 13.
Was that 12? 13.
Fusion Reborn is 12, I think. And
Wrath
13's,
Dragon.
13's Super Dragon Fist. Like
yeah,
that.
The old known in Japan as Dragon Fist Explosion. If Goku can't do it, who will?
I see.
where they're fighting a guy. Well, there's apparently somebody called Tapion.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Herudigan, yeah. Hoi.
13 is basically a story about how Trunks gets his sword.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Gets it
if
out
you've
the
not
back.
Watched it by now.
Get it out.
It's a really pointless film, 13, because the whole thing is sort of, it leads up to the whole thing about Trunks getting his sword, and then nothing works, Goku suddenly gets a new move that's never ever been spoken about and wins the film.
Well,
that's what Hitler in though, isn't it?
That's why it's not canon. We now know that Trunks gets a sword out the back of Monica's van.
I think Hitler's Fusion Reborn or something like that, because of Nappa comes back and Frieza comes back and a few pieces.
Mm. I like the Hitler one.
It's, oh, these like people escaping from hell or something.
Yeah. That's how Hitler's there.
Yeah, he's in Hitler's Fusion Army. Reborn. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Righto, back to this one though. This Japanese title was Burn Up, a close fight, a violent fight, a super fierce fight.
Was it? That was.
Yes.
That's an interesting.
So that's the lyrics of the ending theme as well.
Oh.
Which, according to Wikipedia, were lyrics by a young Daisato. Maybe just the same, another person with the name. I don't know.
It sounds like a dad trying to encourage his kid to go see a film that he wants to see that the kid isn't sold on. It's like, come on, kid, there's a fight, a close fight, a violent fight, a super fierce fight. Come on, get in the cinema. Yes. God damn it.
Yeah, my colleague had that problem with Lego Batman. He was like, come on, you want to go? It's half term. Do you want to go see Lego Batman? No. I think mainly because it was his dad's idea rather than his idea.
Oh yeah, that always burns things down. Like you can't do that.
Okay, talking dads, there's my favourite bit is at the start when Goku and Chi-Chi are going to this cram school interview to try and get Gohan into the school, and they're sort of running through the rehearsal of Goku having to pretend to be a normal person in front of these humans. And he's got to run through his hobbies, which is reading, and I like reading and sports.
Yep.
And then the best bit is when he's got to say his favourite words, which are the Shonen Jump motto. Was it victory? Oh, no, it's friendship, effort, victory. Something like that. Yeah.
With Chi-Chi acting them out and like scaring the rest of the line away from her.
Yeah. And then Goku's like, oh, so this is a fibbing contest. Which that was my favourite gag in the entire thing. Cause it was like, I like the idea of Goku not living up to the ideals of Shonen Jump, which is pretty much the case at this point.
Well, it's kind of accurate because he is being like the worst dad again.
He's pretty bad here, but...
this presaging his later, his later work as worst dad.
Yeah. And then these aliens show up. One Saiyan and a bunch of other aliens, and say, hey, Prince Vegeta, we found you. We've started a new planet, Vegeta. Why don't you come along and take a look?
Oh, yeah, they go and find him at that Cherry Blossom viewing party that the rest of the gang are at, where you've got Krillin belting out karaoke, and Vegeta's there. He's just hanging out behind a tree looking upset. I don't know why he even bothered going.
He seems very angry at Krillin singing.
Well, so is everyone else, because he's tone deaf. Like, it's really bad.
But I couldn't quite tell whether he was angry that Krillin was so bad or that he wanted to go at doing the karaoke.
Maybe he was just upset that, like, both his, like, newly born son and his future son were both there, like, cramping his style or something.
That is true. And I forgot how much more adult Trunks looks in this design than his more recent design.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this long-haired grunge Trunks.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like he should be subbing in for Nirvana or something.
I forgot about this design, with good reason. Yeah. Why wouldn't he cut his hair? Why wouldn't he just cut his hair?
Because it's 93. Everyone had their hair like that, including me.
Everyone wanted their hair like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if you'd dyed my hair blue at this point, it would have been... like Trunks is in this. Yes. So they get on board the spaceship. Everyone else sneaks on board as well because nobody trusts these aliens except Vegeta,
who's really happy to because someone's finally giving him like deference.
Yeah. Also, it's a Saiyan who's not that annoying, Kakarot. And they go to this other planet. And then, meanwhile, Goku gets called out of his meeting by King Kai. And he's like, detected Saiyan Ki on which side of the galaxy? Which galaxy is it? It's the southern.
Starts in the south, works its way.
Because he's worried that it's going to come north to his.
Yeah, because like, the entire first shot is just a galaxy vanishing, and like the voiceover goes, an entire galaxy vanished. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. This is a good intro.
Yeah, very, very fast destruction in that, and not so fast for the rest of the film. Obviously, Goku's tougher than everybody else in that galaxy.
Of course.
And, yeah, so they get to the planet, they discover everything's not as it seems, there's the... this son of the side is sort of got this headband and he behaves very deferential.
He must be freezing. He stood without a shirt on and everybody else is all wrapped up in capes and stuff.
But then Goku shows up and ruins everything because it turns out that when they were both kids, Goku had made a superpowered baby cry.
We need the facts, Brian. Broly had a power level of 10,000 as a baby.
And then King Vegeta continues his like bad decision-making skills by trying to like infanticide young Broly and can't even kill a baby properly. And so like the baby ends up saving him and his father when the home planet Vegeta gets blown up. It's kind of an intense shot of just this baby getting full-on stabbed through. Like, it's run through. It's like, man, this is... Ooh, I wasn't expecting it to be this grim. But no, the baby survives because why you got to do a baby like that? But yeah.
Vegeta's quite good at killing people that he needs to kill.
Yeah.
In the Saiyan fights, like, Nappa gets in the way, gone.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, fuck Nappa, I suppose. Although I love Nappa, but fuck Nappa. But I don't know, it's just, it's a level of violence of just like, hi, I'm going to King Herod it up and kill this super powerful baby. Also, he doesn't like people crying next to him. Whoops. So, yeah.
And so, also,
hopefully this doesn't come across badly, but you sort of get the impression that Broly's got Asperger's.
Yeah,
To be fair, that headband is probably fucking with him something fierce. Yes. Like,
To be fair, though, he has to wear the headband because he's an appalling person without the headband on.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
you get this amazing flashback sequence of, like, maniacal laughing child, which, like, blows galaxies up with the same joy that people, like, put Lego together. So, yeah. I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry, but yeah, you meet like this sort of slave race of like Peapod Mohawked like green people who are like the slaves on this new planet Vegeta. Oh, by the way, that's the name of the planet. It's New Vegeta.
Yes,
because they've got to appeal to Vegeta's like ego because it's really easy.
Yeah, and there's going to be like a fake new planet. They've only colonized it so far, just as far as the eye can see from where you land on the planet. So it looks great up to that point, but once you go beyond that, you realise, oh, there's nothing else here.
Which I think is perfectly reasonable.
Oh, yeah, it's very clever.
I
assume they must have distracted Vegeta as they were landing so he didn't look out the window.
But... Well, I mean, when Trunks and that were flying over the planet to find the Peapod people, they said, like, oh, from the air, this looked like a vibrant cityscape, but now we're here, it's all ruins. What the hell? So, you know, they actually call that out.
Yeah. Yes, we get these flashbacks. We kind of learn how Paragas has got all these injuries that we've seen with. He's missing an eye. And that they're kind of all due to Broly. And so he had to get this device on his forehead to keep control.
Keep quiet, yeah.
The restraining device thing, the story for the restraining device was sketchy as hell as well.
Yes.
It's just weird. Octopus guy does it and there's no other reference to him.
That octopus guy was rad. I like that design. That octopus dude was great, especially because he's like, hey, dude, ain't my thing that's broke. Maybe you should, like, have killed your dumb demon child. So, yeah, octopus guy in a cowl. Real cool.
But, yeah, he can't just kill his kid, though, because his kid saved his life from the planet being blown up.
Yeah, I think I was luck, though. He had no conscious decision of that. So,
Paragas is the one, the villain who's got some depth to him over Broly.
Oh, yeah. Like, he has an actual, like, agenda.
Yes.
And although his motivation and direction gets real warped, that Paragas tells you, the viewer, very quickly, is that there's a comet coming to blow up the new Vegeta planet colonized. And I was just like, if your son is so powerful, then you can't really kill him using that comet because he's gonna blow the comet up because he's so powerful. What are you doing?
Well, is he even planning on killing Broly? I think he's just killing. Isn't he just planning on killing Vegeta?
Yeah, he wants He wants to murk Vegeta because he thinks Vegeta is the strongest and doesn't know anything about Goku.
Yes.
Or Kakarot, even, yeah. Whatever.
His plan is to lure Vegeta there, and then while Vegeta's getting killed by a comet, take over Earth.
Yeah, because he doesn't want the Earth to get blown up, because that's his fear. If he takes Broly to Earth and then he fights Vegeta, the Earth's going to be buggered, and then where's he going to move? Because that was a nice planet.
Yeah. Apparently the nicest planet in the galaxy.
Yeah, that was a bit over-egging it. And I'm like, you haven't seen what we've done to it, have you?
Well, they're on an alternate Earth, so their Earth's nicer, apart from when it gets destroyed every so often.
Yeah, but it's Dragon Ball's there for that, whatever.
It is true. And also when it gets destroyed by a rally, and that just gets to be fixed because she's a gag character. So then Goku shows up and it all goes to pot because somehow Broly remembers. He's like, oh, this adult man was that small baby who annoyed me as a child.
They had that amazing stare down, and then afterwards Goku's just like, hey guy, how's it going? And it's like, dude, you had a stare down. Things are on now, right?
If they'd made Goku cry somehow, it would have been more believable. But you're right, how does he know?
The key, the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Because he was super powerful as a baby, so he probably could detect ki at that point. And then, because that's how Goku figures out that Broly's the one who's destroyed the other galaxy. Because once he gets mad enough, his ki comes out and he's like, oh, that's the guy.
I think also there's an element of just like Super Saiyans love to fight. And so, yes, like, Broly loves a good fight. So he doesn't really care about Vegeta because Vegeta's part of the plan. But then when Goku turns up, he's like, oh, man. So, yeah.
I'm so mad this thing holding my power back will just explode off my forehead.
That was a good visual, though. I'm not going to complain about that. Yeah.
And then it's just fight for the rest of the film.
Yes.
Yeah, real long fight. And then Piccolo turns up for the hell of it.
Well, that's to save his son.
That is great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's adoptive dad.
That was rad. He's just like, oh, you got to beat up children. Come here, son. And then everyone just goes, oh, thanks for the spaceship, Piccolo. We're fucking off. Bye.
See, I forgot Piccolo even showed up. So when it happened, I was like, oh, shit.
It was really cool. I really loved it. It turned up. So, oh, I love Piccolo. Man, yeah. He's going to get murdered because Piccolo's not strong enough. And then you have, of course, like Roshi turn up along with Krillin, because him, Krillin and Trunks have all gone and found out the dark secret of the planet. And they show up, and so you have a good bit of like Roshi posing for a solid minute, and then he just fucks off. But you've got to have Roshi in the film.
Yeah. Also, before they leave the planet, though, Broly destroys those aliens' home world.
Yeah, that's so a right thing.
Because they're like, oh, the only thing they're dreaming of is return to their home planet. So it looks like he's going to blast them with a energy blast, and it boomerangs back away from them towards their planet, and the planet blows up.
That was actually really effective. I was kind of like, oh, this is actually really rough, because this guy just really owned this entire race of mohawked idiots.
The only thing that gets weird with this, for me, when I'm watching it, I'm just trying to think of where Broly sits and everything, and it doesn't work in the timeline for me. And it's like, who designed it? Is it Toriyama or whatever? Because he's too strong versus Gohan.
Well, apparently, according to the wiki, it's supposed to take place during the 10 days before the Cell Games.
Yeah, see, Gohan should have
snuck that one in there, didn't they?
The minute Gohan comes out of the Room of Chamber in Time, he's strong enough to deal with him.
Yeah,
they just come out for half an hour.
They do mention that, yes, in the wiki as well. That's the bit which does not make sense.
I always
assume Gohan should have been stronger at this point.
At this point in time,
Gohan's
stronger than Goku.
Right.
I always assumed that because Gohan, like, they always say that Gohan is like his powers tied to emotions, and I always thought that, like, because Gohan doesn't really have skin in the game, he doesn't really give a shit. So I don't know. I always assume the films are on a completely separate like timeline.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just like, whatever, we put a fire on here, watch an hour fight.
They are, but that does not stop. That has not stopped since 1993. Fans wanting Broly to somehow be made part of canon.
But he's not fun. Like, he's just a big meathead. I don't know.
He's really powerful.
I know, but that's what's annoying is because, like, every time, I don't know, like, even in the video games, he's kind of just not fun to either fight or fight as because he's just a big meathead and all his moves suck. I don't know. He's just, every time I see him depicted, especially in the games, he just gets more beefy until he ends up, like, muscles are vanishing under other muscles. And it's like, dude, how do you, where's your skeleton? Like, what the hell's going on there?
Then he becomes Bio Broly.
Which is,
if
that
showed up in anything like past the Buu saga, he'd just get, I was going to say beaten off. No, don't want to say that. He'd just get murdered straight away.
Yeah.
He's only
the thing is, though, we don't know how strong he is. Because he doesn't die at the end of movie 8. So, you know, he's still living.
Well, yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. That's how he becomes Bio Broly.
Well, as Broly returns after that, but like you see him get smoked pretty hard at the end of this film in a really cool shot, actually. Like the actual shot of him getting smoked by Goku right at the end, I was like, oh man, that's quite a cool visual representation of this dude getting murked.
The whole way Goku wins as well is just messed up.
Yeah, well, because of course, like everyone gets murdered to hell. Like they spend a good like 20 minutes trying to get Vegeta out of this weird funk where he's like, "Legendary Super Saiyan, I can't fight him. No one can fight him." Ah, and then eventually everyone just sort of beats him in the head and says, "Hey, come on, nut up and help fight." And he does, and he gets smacked down. And then everyone has to give their power to Goku, and then Goku wins because of course. And that was real boring because it's just like, oh man, just.
I do love how Piccolo just picked Vegeta up by the hair and dragged.
That was
him
real
over
good.
The fight.
That was actually really funny. It's like, whoa, dude, you're gonna make his widow's peak even worse. Don't do that. but yeah, like they end up. Everyone just gives their power to Goku. Goku suddenly wins, and then they appear in a capsule spaceship. Yeah. Where'd that come from?
That's the one Piccolo turned up in, I think.
No. The idiot squad left in the Piccolo spaceship earlier.
Well, I think does Goku not just instant transmit? Yeah.
He does, but everyone else is left in a giant spaceship that's from Capsule Core.
Yeah. So the actual drama in this story during the fight is: will Vegeta lend his key to Goku?
Very begrudgingly, as it turns out.
That's what drags the end of the fight out longer.
But it's no fun because it's not actually a really cool sort of point of tension because you look at how long the runtime is left and you go, 4 minutes left, I guess Vegeta's got a break, and he does.
At least he didn't end it with a spirit bomb or something like that because imagine that an extra 10 minutes of all the little pod people holding their hands up to help as well.
They could do that in a minute. That'd be easy.
Oh, this is Dragon Ball Z we're talking.
Okay, yeah, but it's a movie. The movie's got to be shorter.
Oh, yeah, true.
It was weird watching this, having watched however many months, almost 2 years of Dragon Ball Super we've been watching, to see Vegeta fight for such a short amount of time.
Yeah. I always have a complaint about some of these Dragon Ball films where, like, Vegeta turns up and he gets no screen time, and it's like, oh, come on, I like Vegeta.
It was like, it was so long before he turned Super Saiyan that I was like, is this before he could turn Super Saiyan?
Yeah, I was like, did he forget? Like, did he just get so, like, browbeaten that he forgot how to do it? Yeah. But, man, one thing I've got to say about this film, to stop that so I don't sound like a negative Nancy, is that having the ruins to backdrop was rad as hell. Like, having the ruins be the backdrop for the fighting was really cool. You had some really cool shots where, like, Goku and Broly are, like, flying through this ruined hallway and Broly is, like, throwing crap at him. It was real fun. Like, that was a really cool way to show people bursting out of collapsing buildings and stuff blowing up. It was great. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Maybe just me. I don't know. But
no, I love all that as well, I think.
Because always on Earth, they're like, oh, we can't blow up too much of Earth. We've got to do it in like this secluded valley or in space. And instead it's just like, this planet's already ruined and it's going to get blown up by a comet in half an hour anyway. So let's go nuts. Yeah. And it was really fun.
I mean, this is stuck in people's memories. If you go onto Nico Video, there's this film is a meme.
Really?
Really?
If you search for Broly as a tag in Japanese, you'll get quite a number of videos. A bunch of them will be them cutting up dialogue to make other shows' songs out of the dialogue. But there's other stuff as well. One I found was like every single character's face replaced with Vegeta's face.
Like, which face of his? Like, is it like him looking angry? Or
So he follows their expressions. Yeah.
Yeah, and also if they're playing.
I think I looked away for part.
Yeah, go ahead, Lewis.
I think I looked away for part of the film, like just for like a few seconds, But isn't part of this a meme where, like, Vegeta or Goku gets punched in the dick?
No. It's one bit where Goku instant transmissions in and gets punched by Vegeta because he's right just there where he's transmissioning in. That was pretty good. That was a good gag.
Let's have a look. I want to see this dick punch. I don't know.
I'm sure it's from this. I was told it was from this, and I know I've seen it. I think it's just a funny angle that looks like something.
I'm sure
it's probably.
Well, I didn't blink while watching this fight, so I'd have caught the that punch.
I mean, mimetics was a crazy thing anyway, but I'm not quite sure what is drawing people to like use this film in that regard.
I mean, I think people love the film.
Okay,
can you blame them?
It's a good fight. Like, I've moaned about it, but like, it's a good. I totally enjoyed every minute of it until the ending happened. I was like, what? That it? So
I think that's typical of all the Dragon Ball Z films. I always think they end with a, is that it?
Or I was expecting all of them to like team up and all of them do a little damage to Broly, and then Goku just like gets his in. I don't know. Maybe I'm expecting too much from Dragon Ball Z movie writing or something.
Well, yeah, they told you that wasn't going to happen when he said those were liars to say friendship.
Oh.
It's, yeah, everyone gets beaten up and then Goku runs in to make the save.
Yeah.
That is kind
well, he doesn't even run in. He just gets beaten up for a bit and then he's just like, Vegeta, stop being a pillock. And Vegeta goes, okay. And then he wins.
Okay.
So when, I know you mentioned this is before the Cell games, but when did this release in terms of, what was airing in Dragon Ball Z at the time? What saga was it on?
Some research I need to do.
So. I'm intrigued to know what fans were aware of at the time.
So this was out March 6, 1993. So figure that out from there.
Oh. Dragon Ball Z. If I could maybe work it out from when did it start airing in Japan? That's the question. Because you could maybe hazard a guess.
What?
Dragon Ball Z or?
Yeah. What year did it start airing in Japan?
Ooh, 89, I think.
89. Oh, I haven't got a clue. I thought I'd be able to work it out. So.
Good job, Ed. Good job, Anthony.
This is around.
Oh, Cell. Here we go.
180.
Let's have a look. The Cell saga ended in 1993. So this was potentially after the Cell saga ended.
Yeah, it makes about sense because of Cell saga runs up to about episode 200. So if it's 89 and it's. Show 50-ish episodes a year, that takes you up to about 93 anyway.
Mm. So there we go. So we'd have already seen Gohan go Super Saiyan 2 at this point, I think. Maybe. There we go. I was just intrigued. Sorry to throw a spanner in the works. I was just interested to see where it fit.
And my previous comment is the BoJack film with the nutshot.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
We'll have to track that down.
I've shared it. In the chat.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's just... More like Bojangles, ha ha ha.
Sorry.
So people love Broly still. They're like, why? And they get excited now because the Dragon Ball Super opening has the promise of a Lady Broly.
Oh.
There's a woman going Super Saiyan, but it's the colours of the legendary Super Saiyan.
What,
Instagram is terrible for the amount of shopping they've done.
I'm sure.
So they've just put her head over Broly, and then just put a black bar across Broly's nipples and stuff like that. It's so much stuff.
Now I've got to get on Instagram.
Dragon Ball fandom as a whole is weird. It's like if you do a Google search for Gods of Destruction, you'll get loads of fake images of the other Gods of Destruction from. Months ago, it's like people, and then also even of the Gods of Destruction who've currently been revealed, faking images of them as if to say this is animation, when all they've done is taken a background from one episode, taken the preview art which has been issued, cut it out, stuck it over the background as if to say this is a scene where these two characters are talking.
Is this, I know this is a terrible podcast, but is that legit? Are those the Gods of Destruction?
No.
Oh, exactly. They look awesome.
You got done.
Oh.
No, they're far too humanoid. And one of them's just Vegeta with furry arms. Come on, Anthony. Come on.
Look at the wolf one.
No, that's the worst one.
The worst thing is the newest stuff has wolf characters, but that's not God.
No, there is a fox God of Destruction there.
There isn't even fat Beerus there.
Yeah, no. Maybe he's off eating somewhere. I was trying to come up with some story behind why he's not there.
This person's just gotten like enamored with the Monster Girl thing and taking it too far. I don't know. The Gods of Destruction they've shown in the actual preview art look all right. They look like they can have a good bit of fun.
Well,
bit
yeah,
of fighting.
They've all got names now and they've all been revealed. So
I'm gonna have to track these down. I'm back on the Dragon Ball Z bandwagon now that I've watched Broly do his thing.
Have you seen Krusty the Clown God?
Oh God, is there actually a Krusty?
Yeah, there's totally a Krusty the Clown God. He's not joking.
From Universe 11, if I remember correctly. I have to do my revision because soon I'll need to know where all these universes come from.
I'm sure they'll last one episode and then get murked.
They won't, because today's episode, you saw who they like. Universe 7, they also brought somebody who wasn't a Kai or an angel with them, and you saw who he was behind the cloak today, and he's in the opening credits, so it's clear they're around for a while.
I'm going to have to rewatch the opening credits. I watched today's. It didn't occur to me till like this week or last week the amount of merch they're going to be able to sell with these new characters.
Well, I don't think some of them are going to be around long, I suspect. Some of them are going to get wiped out in the first round. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Is there a tournament going on right now?
Yes.
Anthony, it's a shonen show. Come on.
I know. It's of all shows, it's Dragon Ball Z.
Anthony, it's a tournament between all 12 universes. Each universe has got to pull together a team of 10 people.
Right.
So it's like Bleach, except not quite as many characters.
I can just jump in. I don't care.
And if you lose, your universe is destroyed.
So even if you lose a round, you're gone? I wouldn't even risk it.
It's not even that far. They've got like a pre-tournament tournament at the moment.
Oh, prelims.
Yeah.
And if you don't entertain... one of the gods, your universe might get wiped out anyway.
Well, I think it's just you might get wiped out because I don't think the other universes have been told
that the
punishment for losing is the universe being wiped out.
Okay.
Though they do know that Goku is responsible for this universe, this tournament taking place. So, because presumably, once they learn that, they will be even more annoyed at Goku.
Meanwhile, Goku is stoked.
Yeah, Goku is basically the villain at this point.
He is. I mean, even in this film, he's kind of the villain because he's like, he causes Broly by crying.
He
ruins his son's education. He is a prick. You know, I don't know, like Goku.
Who does save the world?
I feel like Goku especially is a character that when you're a kid, you're like, yeah! And then you get older, you're like, man! And you get fed up with him. It's like, man, what a pillock.
I think Brian mentioned this ages ago. Goku seems to be getting dumber.
Yeah.
Oh, if that's possible.
I think watching this, yes, he is dumber. Because, having said that, I think he's just more preoccupied with fighting than ever before.
Yeah. He's gotten more focused. He's tried more things in his life and found that fighting is the only thing that really matters. I got to say as well, this film has tons of, like, at least the first like half an hour has loads of like. Rampant volumistic eating scenes. Like you have Goku eating all the Kai's food, and then you have, you know, all the secondary characters eating all the food on Planet New Vegeta. And it's like, man, how many eating scenes are there in this? Everyone's hungry.
It's like
anime meat.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the meat in anime?
What, the bone loaf? No idea. I think you get it from Castlevania.
Yeah. I have seen recipes on YouTube of how to make that, so.
Really?
I went to the Final Fantasy Cafe when I was in Japan a couple of months ago, but I think that's one of the options, and they'll kind of make something up that looks like that, but I went for some kind of taco thing or something like that.
Yeah.
You sound disappointed.
I guess
No, it was awesome.
You could speak to your local butcher and bring a picture in and say, can you make some sort of meatloaf or hazelnut which looks like this, please?
I want to talk about Krillin's outfit. I want that suit. I want those trousers and that like kind of, is it like a varsity jacket thing he's got going on? It's just it's smart, it's casual.
It looks hard to breathe in. His belt is very tight.
I didn't look that close, but yeah, thinking about it now.
He also looked...
Speaking of outfits, actually, I've got to get this off my chest. Goku complains at the start that he was uncomfortable wearing the suit. It's because he's got his flipping gi underneath. No wonder. He's got like a three-piece suit on and a fighting gi underneath.
God. Well, his son runs... Later on, his son will be running around in a business suit with a superhero costume underneath it. So was Vegeta like still this standoffish at this point in the story?
I really
can't. Well, I thought the Cell games he'd warmed up a little bit. Well, Cell Saga, but he mustn't have done.
No, because in the Cell games, he does the whole pathetic routine in there as well. So at the end of it, when they all gonna, he flips out when Trunks gets killed in the Cell games, and then he dashes in. So in the film, it's weird because of Vegeta doesn't flip out when Trunks gets hurt. So he almost ignores it.
Yeah, I was thinking that because I thought, what's the thing that triggers him to fight? Because I couldn't remember. Well,
I think in the case of this film, at least, like he knows that his Trunks is on Earth still with Bulma. So it doesn't really matter because the Trunks he's with is the one from the future that is not... he can kind of distance himself from that Trunks because that's not the one he directly sired in his mind.
Nobody cares about that Trunks.
There's a lot of like time travel reproduction ethics in questions in play here.
Yeah, whereas in Super now, he is the best dad.
He is.
Really, I think, maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
Definitely better than Goku. Because Goku forgot one of his sons existed.
Well, which one?
Gohan.
Oh, God, of all of them. Jeez.
Well, that's because Gohan won't fight him anymore. I don't know. You got Krillin. Krillin's a dad as well. He's got a daughter. That's cool.
Mm.
Krillin's a good dad. He has a job. He has an actual job. So,
I think it's probably fair to say the best dad in all of Dragon Ball is Piccolo.
That's the correct answer. Yes. You're right.
I would say that. I don't know. Well, some of his children are dead. His literal
chair. Oh, if we're talking about original Piccolo, then yeah, he's... Because I was reading recently, the original King Piccolo had a son, which was this Piccolo's brother or something like that, and yeah, it all gets a bit weird.
Again, the whole Namek reproduction system is a little weird.
Oh, yeah.
So, there you go.
I want to watch the Saiyan Saga again. I want to go back.
Dragon Ball Z Kai is available right now.
I'm looking out on Blu-ray. I've got the Blu-ray page open on Amazon.
I got them behind me in a new disc binder. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
So we're still on Head Chalar on this film.
Yes.
Where do you stand on it over We Got a Power?
Better.
Yeah, I am.
The original and best.
Yeah.
Sing both for me. Yeah, just I like that. Head Chalar, it's good.
I think that should be the next Mass Extravaganza song.
What a karaoke of that.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some ideas for the karaoke for Mass Extravaganza.
Is it the next one at Kita or AMI?
Next one will be at Kitacon, hopefully.
I'm going to miss it, I'm afraid.
If they let me. I'll probably do it at AMI as well. I'm sure they'll let me do it at AMI. And they'll put me in a bigger room.
I thought you wanted a small room again.
I mean, here's the tension. The atmosphere is better in the small room, but if I'm in a bigger room, more people will be there. And then there'll be less people disappointed and yelling at people outside the room.
From what I understand, it wasn't even yelling. It was maybe some crosswords were said. And then we all got the announcement afterward.
Yeah, the people who were in the room.
Popularity of Mass Extravaganza.
Whoops. Remember, Brian, there is that thing on the Kitacon sign saying we're trying to keep louder panels away from quiet ones, so maybe they'll actually pull it off or not. Or not.
There'll be some sort of karaoke, I think. Anyway, back to Dragon Ball. A few more notes I had. So the little alien's called Shimo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that given that Bubbles is called Bubbles, that's another Michael Jackson reference to Shamal?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't pick up on that at all. It's interesting.
Or is he just named after something I've not picked up on? As quite often there are tortuous puns in people's
names.
Well, their
planet Shwarma.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. I like the bubbles comparison. That's good.
Oh, apparently it's the name of the planet as well. So, I'm looking at the wiki. Shamo is a neighbouring planet to the new planet Vegeta. It is the home of the Shamoans. The elder Shamoan's grandson is named Shamo like the planet. Clearly they've just given up naming things in this film. For people who've watched more Dragon Ball Z movies, was the appeal of the movies just more Dragon Ball, or is it to get stories which are outside the comic?
Or... I just wanted fighting.
Yeah, totally. When you're like five episodes deep into someone charging up, sometimes you really want an hour of just dudes punching each other.
Yeah. And the fights are really good in this, so it ticked the box and
a
big permanent marker.
I didn't remember the animation not being that good. I think 12 and 13 really go to the extra effort. And you forget how bad the older Dragon Ball animation was. There's a couple of still frames in this that are pretty damn awful.
Yeah, the one of Broly charging up, and it's like, if I didn't have the scene before, I wouldn't have known what the hell it was. If somebody just showed me a picture of this, I'd be like, I don't know what that is. But yeah, some iffy bit. But I still think it looks good.
Yeah, like when it's dynamic, when it's in motion, it's really quite fun. Like I say, all the fighting in the ruins was really fun. Mm. So,
I think everything from this movie upwards to the end of the Dragon Ball Z films are the ones to watch. The early ones are, you could forget them.
Yeah.
And like I said, they were good fun sort of run. And they get to see your characters doing other things.
What, like Krillin doing karaoke?
yeah, there is that. I mean, it's weird because I class these films as completely different to Battle of Gods, Resurrection of F, and there's a rumour about a third film.
Well, those films are directly tied into continuity, like they got absorbed into Super, whereas these films are like, and meanwhile, here's a pantomime show. So, yeah, these kind of do their job as like side stories of just like, I don't know, they fight, shrug.
So I think it's more like, well, we've got to release a Dragon Ball film because we want to make more money. So what can
hey,
we
man,
do?
That works fine for me because I get to see dudes punching each other.
And I think this is better than, say, let's just do Freezer again. He's got a relation called Cooler. That's it. That'll do.
Yeah, that was pretty egregious.
That's my favourite worst film, though. I wish I could find it, but there's a... I don't think it's the AB group, because they call him Big Green, but there's a... I think it's Indian guys that have dubbed it into English. And I think I might have had it on VHS or something years ago for Cooler's Revenge or something like that, and it's so bad. I wish I could find that copy now. It seems to have disappeared.
Sounds like a good thing.
Nah, everyone should experience that.
Anything else to add before we play a quick game?
Go and watch the fights. The fights are great.
Yes.
It's like 70 minutes. Like,
to be honest,
it's not...
that request will tie into the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 70 minutes long. You can spare that much time. What are you going to do? Watch something worse? Like, come on.
Exactly. It is. It's good. I mean, I really like this. Rewatching it, it's like, God, this was good. And I must have shat my pants when I first watched it. Imagine like me now, like a 29-year-old man, still enjoying it.
Same facial hair.
Everything exactly the same, but just smaller.
10-year-old beardy Anthony.
Yep. God, it takes me back. Takes me back. So I loved it then, and I still like it now. And I think that's a sign of a good Dragon Ball Z film.
Okay, now
it holds up over this time.
Yeah.
What's that, sorry?
I was going to say, it definitely holds up of its
time. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
If you look at it back in the same eyes as you watched it back then, it is good.
Okay, now it's time to play Broly Sings the Hits.
Oh, gosh.
Right, I'm going to give you the name. I've been through some... basically, I went into YouTube and I searched for Broly AMV. And sorted by views. So... these are going to go down in numbers of views, and then the last one is not based on views, it's based on something else. We'll get to that at the last question. So, and all you have to do is guess how many views you think it's got. Whoever gets the closest without going over, Price is Right style, gets the point. Okay, so the first one we've got is called Gohan versus Broly, AMV. And it was based... the music was Faint by Linkin Park.
Oh, big hit. Big hit.
Elliot, how many views do you think that's had? This is the most viewed Broly AMV on YouTube.
I'm guessing we don't get like a sort of something to base all this on.
No, the first one will be what you're going to base it on, to be honest. So this is that,
the most
the biggest in the world.
I don't know, 3 million.
Okay, Lewis.
4.5 million.
Anthony.
4.6 million.
Okay, you all get no points because you all went way over. It was only 1,549,869.
Man, people got to mash that refresh button.
So it was much less than, say, a Broly abridged video, which I think did have the numbers you were talking about.
That came up number one in Google when I was trying to find out how to watch this damn film.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
It's like, so how many was that, did you say? Sorry, Brad, I just want to...
1,500,000, basically.
Right, okay.
So the next one down that I've written down, so this is less than that. So you all know that. This AMV was called DBZ, Broly vs. Goku, Bring Me to Life, Evanescence.
Wake me up.
Elliot, how many views do you think this had?
1.3 million.
Lewis, how many views do you think this had?
1.15.
Anthony, how many views do you think this had?
1.2.
Okay, now you're all over again. It was only 839,592.
I'm going to go hard this time.
You want to be lowest without going over. So, Elliot, again, you got to go again. DBZ AMV, Broly, Disturbed, The Night.
I don't know what song that is.
I think it's The Night by Disturbed or Disturbed by the Night. I don't know.
No, it's The Night by Disturbed. I have this on CD.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Shut up.
Is this your AMV, Elliot?
No, shut up. God. What was the previous one?
839,000.
Oh, God. 560,000.
Okay. Lewis.
475,000.
Okay.
I think they're both way over it. I'm going to say it one.
One, okay.
One view.
Yep, that's how you play this game. But Elliot is correct.
Yeah!
777,928 views.
Oh, wow.
Now, I skipped a load because they were really pushing the idea of what an AMV was.
Oh, so you quality tested these.
I watched a lot of them.
Nice.
Sacrifices podcasters make.
Just taking an entire 10 minutes of the film and playing multiple songs over it. That's not really an AMV.
I noticed you avoided in the end.
I didn't avoid it. It was just not up there.
Oh,
wow.
There probably were ones if I just didn't put search for Broly. I suspect that if I just searched for Linkin Park in the end, I would have eventually found some quite high with Broly in. But anyway, right, Lewis, you get to pick first this time. This one is called DBZ AMV, Broly with two L's, Forgotten.
Forgotten by who?
I don't think the person who uploaded the video knew who the song was by. So I'm guessing they may not have made the video. Lewis.
Oh, terrible.
Half mil.
Okay, Anthony.
600,000.
Okay, Elliot.
400,000.
Okay, you're all out again. This time we've dropped down to 276,976.
It drops like such a huge amount, then it doesn't. It barely drops, and then it drops huge again.
The spelling error probably doesn't help it, really.
Yeah, this could be a big hitter if it was spelled right.
Here's the last one of the AMVs before we get to the final question. DBZ AMV, Slayer, Broly Tribute, Here Comes the Pain. Lewis.
111,000.
Okay. Anthony.
230,000.
Elliot.
80,000.
Anthony, you are almost dead on. It was 241,898.
Yes.
So that's a point to Anthony, so we can make it as a complete draw on the final question.
Hype.
How many Broly AMVs have been uploaded in the last 24 hours to YouTube?
What? 24 hours?
In the last 24 hours, how many Broly AMVs do you think have been uploaded?
I want to think zero, but it's
Anthony.
Right, seven.
Okay. Elliot.
3.
Lewis.
I'm assuming you've put one up, so I'm going to say 1.
No, it's not. Anthony, you're the winner. There have been 11 Broly AMVs uploaded to YouTube in the last 24 Jesus. Hours. That's
Why would incredible. You do that, Brian?
It wasn't me. No, it was me.
That's incredible.
Like I
How
said,
many are on YouTube?
Oh, that's hard to tell. It is hard. As somebody who's written a Linkin Park in the end AMV panel, it is hard to tell exactly how
many years of watch time are there in Broly videos.
No, don't figure that out. That'll make you cry.
Older than us all. That's crazy. But it was so cool. I think that's a nice... It's good that people are still crazy for Broly.
That's what I was telling you. Broly mania is running wild. It's those muscles, guys. People love the muscles.
The screaming.
It would. It's not even like the new episodes are out yet. When those episodes come out, it's going to go mad.
It already is mad. This is madness.
I mean, he does show up in a lot of the video games, and the video games do come out with quite a lot of frequency. Yeah. Like, he was in Xenoverse at the very least.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he constantly gets an outing as, like, a storyline in the games. So it's like, who's this? It's a beefy dude who likes to scream. Weird. So, you know.
This is chaos.
Right, yeah, that wraps up Dynamite Brain for another week. If you liked it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcast aggregator of choice. Next week, Famous Anime Podcast Episode 1, Shonen Jump of the Dragon Ball Years. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.